Former Chelan mayor and the apparent defeated candidate in the last election has filed suit in Chelan County Superior Court, naming apparent mayor-elect Earl Skip Gores and various election officials. The papers were filed by attorneys for Goodall Wednesday afternoon. At the same time, a restraining order was signed that keeps Gores from assuming the mayor's position. We learned of the filing in this report from Rich Mall in Wenatchee.
The man who lost the race for the mayor of Chelan last month has filed suit in Chelan County Superior Court alleging errors in that election. Philip Goodall says at least 10 people who voted in the election were not, quote, privileged to vote, and said votes were not entitled to be counted, unquote. Goodall lost to Earl Gores by 10 votes. Goodall has named members of the county auditor's election staff in the suit, saying they committed wrongful acts, neglect of duty, and errors on, before, or after the November 6th election. Superior Court Judge Fred Van Sickle has signed a temporary restraining order barring Gores from taking office as mayor pending the outcome of this challenge. A court date has been set for January 2nd at 1:30 in the afternoon. In Wenatchee, I'm Rich Mall for KOZI News.
While the case is labeled Goodall versus Gores, the papers state that because of wrongful acts, neglect of duty, and errors committed by Chelan County Auditor, election officers, and deputy registrars before, on, and after Election Day, more than 10 votes were cast by persons not privileged to vote. At this point, a citation to election officers will be going to Chelan County Auditor Earl Miller of Wenatchee, Edith Kent, Mamie Kozart, Carolyn Mettler, Bev Hammer, Jesse O'Neill, Robert Virgin, and Letha Ferverd, all of Chelan. They will apparently be served papers on Thursday, and they will be directed to appear in court on the 3rd of January in Wenatchee at 1:30 in the afternoon. The matter is an apparent civil one. It not only orders that the election officials just mentioned appear, but also directs Mayor-elect Gores to appear. The election outcome, 10 votes difference, 447 for Gores, 437 for Goodall, and the papers state that more than 10 of the votes were cast by persons, as we mentioned, not privileged to vote and are not entitled to be counted as they were not cast in a manner provided by law. Goodall was required to post a $1,000 security with the county in the matter. According to the revised code of Washington, quoting, no testimony shall be received as to any illegal votes unless the party contesting the election delivers to the opposite party, at least 3 days before trial, a written list of the number of illegal votes and by whom given, and intends to prove at such trial. No testimony shall be received as to any illegal votes except as to such as are specified on the list. In other words, attorneys for Goodall will have to present 3 days before the court date to Gores, the attorneys, those being named, a list of the 10 votes that they consider to be illegal, 10 or more votes. Once again, from the revised code of Washington, if Goodall is successful in this action, quote, if an election is set aside by the judgment of the Superior Court, and if no appeal is taken therefrom within 10 days, the certificate issued shall be thereby rendered void, the certificate of election. That would, the way we interpret it, mean that there would be another election, apparently at city expense. Also, while mentioning costs, there apparently is the possibility that Gores and the others named would have to pay for court costs and legal fees, again quoting from the revised code of Washington, the section concerning costs and how awarded, if the proceedings are dismissed for insufficiency, want of prosecution, or the election is by the court confirmed, judgment shall be rendered against the party contesting such election for costs in favor of the party charged with error or omission. In other words, in that case, Goodall would have to pay. If such election is annulled and set aside, judgment for costs shall be rendered against the party charged with the error or omission and in favor of the party alleging the same. Goodall, when contacted by Radio Lake Chelan, told us that he had been advised that he could not comment on the matter, other than to say his attorney would be at tonight's council meeting to explain the action. and a check with City Hall does indicate that they have reserved time on the council agenda for such a discussion. Council meeting will be tonight at 7:30. We did talk to Skip Gores.
I'm really up in the air about the whole thing. I really don't know what's going on.
When did you find out about it?
Yesterday afternoon.
And papers apparently were formally filed.
Well, that's when the papers were filed, is yesterday afternoon. I didn't find out till yesterday evening. Well, late afternoon anyway, around 4 o'clock or so.
What's your reaction from being restrained by court from being sworn in?
Is that a fact now? I don't know if it's a fact.
Yes, there's been a restraining order.
Well, I think it's pretty sad that, you know, somebody wants to win so bad that they'll throw the whole city up in a turmoil, you know, over the thing. I've been pretty docile the whole campaign, but this upsets me quite a bit. I don't know. We'll just have to wait for the outcome, see what the heck's going on.
Mayor-elect Skip Gores. We asked City Administrator Armand Wuerl who will head the city until the matter's cleared up.
That I don't know, and I'd have to try and look in the code, but generally, and this holds for commissions usually, that the previous person holding the position would remain in office until replaced. And, you know, I don't have anything in the code to back me up on that. And I've got out the portion here on contests on the code. And all it says, it describes what can be done as far as illegal votes and what the effect of it could be. I think that's the allegation in this particular case. Now, as to whether Glenn Geer would stay on as mayor until it's decided, I don't know. But there's procedures in the state laws indicating that when there is a contest and it goes before the court, and the court is pretty much told to get with it and find out.
Okay, perhaps Glenn would opt not to do that because it would leave him open to another financial disclosure statement and the complete forms and whatnot if he went into the new part of the year.
Okay.
In that case, then would
Mayor Pro Tem?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That would be the alternative answer, and I'm just kind of guessing by what's happened in other states in different situations. But probably a better answer would be the one you suggested, to operate in effect without a mayor and have a mayor pro tem.
City Administrator Armand Wuerl. The next development concerning this story will be tonight at Chelan City Council meeting when Goodall's attorney will be present to discuss the matter with council. Steve Bykwist for Radio Lake Chelan.